Well, hello there, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How are you guys doing today? I am doing fantastic. I am seriously really, really feeling good, thanking God every day for his many blessings. He continues to bless every single day. And I can't say that every day is the best day ever, but I always tend to claim it because I know that if I believe it, if I believe in my Father, he will make it so. So I just know that all things are possible with him. So I always try to give him the opportunity to make any challenging day better. And this weekend was very successful. I enjoyed my Saturday with the Health and Soul Fitness Boot Camp in Washington, D.C. It was absolutely super fantastic fun. I enjoyed it so much. And I was so thankful that all of the people that showed up and really had a great time. It was so much fun. And I'm telling you, people that came out that, you know, had babies and they getting they snatched back. And I mean, it was people that hadn't worked out before, but it was really, really, really fun. And we had a great time. It's so much fun that I know that I will be doing it again soon. So I want you guys in D.C. to just, it's just going to be a spur of the moment thing, not a big old announcement. It's going to be like, hey, I feel like meeting you guys at Anacostia Park, or hey, I feel like meeting you guys at let's see, the River Terrace Park, you know, but that's how it's going to be. And I just want you guys to be prepared because it's going to go down this summer with the last minute workout. So yeah, it was very successful. And I had a great time at the comedy show with my girlfriends after that. Later on after that at the Joe Claire comedy show, when we had Bo last name Dacious and a lot of other comedians, it was really nice, and dinner, and it was really, really nice. And so that was a great girls night out. But before and in between that, how could I forget, my son actually had he was supposed to have a banquet, but that was canceled. And so not too much was done. Actually, they had a game and they lost by 1 point. It was 34-35. See, he plays flag football in the spring and then the full football in the fall. So yeah, it was just a full day of activity, lots and lots of fun. And then Sunday service was great. But Sunday, it was very challenging for me. And I want to really encourage people that even on your challenging days, just remember that it's only for one day. It could be one day, it could be a few days, but just remember that God is with you and that God has people that are praying for you and interceding for you. You don't even know who he has praying for you. I remember several times in my intercession that I would have people that God would bring to my spirit and I would be praying for them and not even know them. Sometimes he would give me names. Sometimes he would give me whatever their sicknesses were. Sometimes he would let me see a visual of their family, you know, if it's children or husband or spouse or whatever. And so, you know, just know that in your intercession, be open to allow God to take you into places and realms that you've never been and could never go into unless he, you know, leads and directs you. But I tell you, I'm so thankful for the prayer warriors and the intercessors because the enemy is so busy, y'all. He is so busy trying to bring destruction and sabotage and division and separation in your families, between children and parents and just co-workers and everything, marriages, you know, it's nonstop. And anytime you are moving forward in the things of God and your faith is increasing and, you know, many lives are being changed and delivered and healed and whatever the example God is using you as to reveal his glory, the enemy is going to be constantly busy. That's just what he does. He does it so well that we have to be even better in our position with our Father and for the kingdom of God. So I just want to encourage you guys of that. And I just also want you to understand that as you sow into intercession, understand that as you sow, you will reap. So whenever you are going through a challenging moment in your life, a place of a drought cloud or a season of trouble, but God will always lead you to the green pastures and living water he shall shower you with. But I want you to be encouraged too that also as you are sowing an intercession for our nation, for the body of Christ, for your neighbors, for your co-workers, and etc., and even those that wrong you or even those that mistreat you, you have to believe and know that God will it's recompense. It's iron sharpening iron. Receiving back what you sow. And so therefore, you know, not only do you have angels encamped around you, but you also have intercessors that's standing on the wall, standing at the gate, interceding, all throughout the night during the witching hour between midnight and 6 a.m. I mean, God is busy, y'all. And I mean, I would like to see the body of Christ know more about God's kingdom than we know about the enemy's camp. We focus so much on knowing about each and every spirit and each and every soul tied and each and every generational curse, and we don't understand what we have with God and the kingdom that that we actually operate in and actually are a part of. So I just pray that even in your prayer time that you would ask God to reveal more of him, but also more of the kingdom that he represents and what he is a ruler over. And so, you know, on earth as it is in heaven, how can we claim that if we are not operating in that on the earth? So God has really been revealing that to me today. And I mean, really for the past, I don't know, a few years, but even more so, he's been imparting even more revelation in the last couple of weeks. So I just want to inspire you, encourage you that if you want more of him, open up and allow him to give you more. So with that word of encouragement, I also want to pray that God would just increase you and increase your territory, that he will bless you and expand you with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, that you will grow in the things of him, and that you that anything that has taken legal right will be removed right now in the name of Jesus. Any demonic infiltration, we remove it now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the heart of the Father and the mind of Christ. And we just thank you for healing every wounded area. We thank you for quenching every dry area with your living water, that they may grow and grow. And Father, you will get the increase. Oh God, and we thank you for your glory being revealed in each and every one of us, Lord God, and in this nation, and Lord God, throughout the four corners of the earth. And Lord God, may we just continue, Lord God, to win souls and change lives. And Lord God, we thank you that you make it clear to us every single day that it's not about us, but it is all about you in the name of Jesus. I was just led to just really impart that today. It's been a while, but God just really laid it on my heart to really bless you guys. Some of you that listen, you know, and I'm really glad that you see a lot of the things that God is doing in my life and with A-Train's life and all of the ones that are part of this show on a regular basis. And we always speak inspiration, but I want to touch, I just felt led to touch into the heart of those that may be going through a dry place right now. You know, everything is in rotation, and I just want to know that your season shall come. Just like I was in a dry place a couple of years ago and still coming out to this day, still garments being changed from the burns, the burn from the fire. Look, my garments got little burn holes in it from the fire. God is still changing my garments right now. Even though you see all of these things, there's not every day is not perfected the way I think it should be. It's some challenges that God allows so he can get the glory, and he does do that. So I want you to know that whatever season you in, just remember that he rules and reigns. I wanted to really address that because some of you are dealing with news, you know, you're losing loved ones are in the hospital. I see it all the time, and you guys ask for prayer on the social media, and I wanted to address that. People are looking for jobs. People are still, you know, struggling in their marriages, their kids are acting up. And, you know, it's great to keep talking about, you know, motivation and inspiration and things like that. But I want you to know that God loves you where you are, and that he's meeting you right where you are, and that he sees what you're going through. And not just that he sees it, he's walking with you through it. So know that Jesus is with you. Know that the blood of Jesus prevails and covers you, and you shall reap in due season. Do not faint and do not grow weary. God is with you, and pray for supernatural strength. And I'll be praying that along with you as well. But I just felt led to really address that. So I want you all to be blessed today and blessed all this week, blessed in your season and out of season. Okay. All right. Well, today in DC, we're going to go on with the show. Today in DC, it is now 64 degrees, cloudy. It's going to be cloudy all day long, DC. What is going on? 67 degrees high. Tomorrow's going to be storming, 76 high. Detroit, Michigan, you right on with us in a 64 degrees cloudy temp. You are going to have an expectation of rain of 60% today, high of 65. Richmond, Virginia, you are 61 degrees. Your high is going to be 67. I'm really looking forward to some warm weather. I don't know about you, but I love summer, summer, summer. Come on, summer. Jacksonville, Florida, you got heavy rain. I can just imagine what that rain is like. Thunderstorms today. You're expecting to have rain pretty much all day long. 78 degrees is your high. But guess what? You're gonna be sunny and hot the rest of the week. You got 83 tomorrow, and then you're gonna go all the way up to 94. Oh my God, I love me some Jacksonville, Florida. Comedian A Train is gonna be on with us, and I guess he'll tell us if he's soaking wet or not, or if he's staying dry on the inside. But I don't know. He's always out and about, so who knows what he's got going on. Dallas, 66 degrees and sunny. It's gonna be high of 78 degrees in Dallas. Dallas, you guys, I know you heard about the MegaFest TD Jakes that's going on. You guys go ahead and go on the line megafest.com and check that out. See about getting your tickets if you are interested in that. They got a whole lineup for you to actually be a part of. So you don't want to miss that. So today we're actually going to be talking with Keisha Kemp. I'm still waiting on Mary Davis. I don't know her schedule. But we're still waiting for her to join us. And you know how we do live radio. We just got to keep it moving. But we're going to have Keisha Kemp on shortly. And she's going to be talking with us about a very sensitive topic concerning our children. And actually, she might be on shortly. I'm looking forward to this conversation because I actually have had experience with this situation myself as a child. So this is going to be quite interesting. She is a mental health professional expert, and she's going to be joining us with that, the frame of mind of the kid, the children, and et cetera, and what we need to do as parents and adults to help a child actually get through this, and how we should be dealing with it after hearing such a situation. Also, my main man, celebrity comedian A Train. Oh my goodness, he's got the show coming up, the Jacksonville Jazz Festival, and it's actually this weekend. I'm so mad that I'm not there. I always seem to miss all of the great things that he's got going on in Jacksonville. I can go to Jacksonville any other time, but anytime he got something going on, I miss out on it, and I hate that I'm going to miss it, but you don't have to. If you are in the area, please tune in so you can hear straight from him all about the Jacksonville Jazz Festival. It's one of the biggest jazz festivals in the nation, and he's actually hosting it. So I'm very excited for him to share the details about that, where you can get your tickets, how you can get your tickets, when, what days are available, and et cetera. And really for you to be there so you can meet him and maybe take a picture with him and everything, because you know it's different when you hear somebody on air and then when you see them live in performance. He gives a great show. He's a great host, and this is going to be a great, I think Eddie LaVert is there, and the OJs, and a lot of other people are going to be there, so you definitely want to tune in to the rest of the show. But right now, we are going to take a commercial break so I can see what's going on with Mary Davis, and then shortly, we're going to have Keisha Kemp on, and so I want you to stay tuned just 1 second after these messages. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle in your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, a.k.a. Philip, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, hey now. Okay, so we have Keisha Kemp on now, and hopefully we'll get with Mary shortly. But Keisha, let's go ahead and tell the listeners what it is that, you know, you got on your heart that you wanted to discuss today.
Well, good morning, Dr. Gina, and everybody that's listening. So what's been on my heart is good touch, bad touch. I think it's a conversation that should be held with all children, you know, especially once they understand and recognize their body parts. I can't put an age on it, but I think we really take for granted the entire situation as far as when someone touches a child, when they're trying to determine the difference of if they're discovering themselves or discovering other people's body parts. But there has to be a boundary and it has to be a limit, because I know that at a certain age, maybe around 4 or 5, we're trying to figure out our body parts. We're trying to figure out what they do. Why do I have this and why does he have that? However, it can lead to other things. You know, it can make the other child uncomfortable. I had a situation where I had a child. She was 7 years old, and she kind of, her behavior was a little bit hyper during the day. This is during summer camp. And in the middle of the day, in the middle of the gym with kids, everybody, adults present, she was behind another little girl and on the bleachers with her knees. And she went to lean down and reach into her shirt so far that her hands were down in her private area. Okay, so there was no panic from the other child, the victim, nor the aggressor. The problem that I have with the whole situation is that both children were comfortable with it. Whether the 7-year-old was trying to discover what the other child had, I don't know. But for me, as a mom, as a parent, I really took that to heart, watching the child allow her to do it, let alone the 7-year-old actually performing the act. So when we got into conversations, of course, I had to call, you know, follow protocol, contact CPS, then contact the parents. But as a parent, when I talked to the parents, you know, I had to step out of work mode and I had to ask them, mother to mother, parent to parent, how does, you know, where did your child get this exposure from? And for the other child, the victim, why was she okay with that happening? And they left both parents, you know, quiet. You know, one at first, that the aggressor, the parent, wanted to say, you know, the school that she goes to, they teach them freedom of speech and expression, et cetera. I get all of that and I understand that. But what if this was a child that she touched that came back to her, and it got to the point where it was sexual, and you got a 7-year-old now that's getting a little bit too intimate, we're past the discovery stage, or it could happen from an adult, and because she's discovering herself and an adult male comes along and starts to touch her inappropriately in her mind, and that's okay because he's discovering her. No. So where do we draw the boundary? Where do we start to, you know, when do we start to educate our children as far as the good touch, bad touch, who should see your private areas, you know, such as the doctor, your immediate parent, or, you know, your guardian, et cetera, not just the school nurse randomly, you know, if you have to pull out your private, or those type of things have to be talked to with your children so that they are understanding what's okay, the side hug, a handshake, you know, even if it was a family member, a simple kiss on the forehead, that's the furthest I'm going to go with the good touch. But bad touch is when we're in the clothes, we're in the private areas, on the backside, the genital area, the chest area. All of that is bad touch to me. It's uncomfortable, and it takes that one touch for it to be reciprocated, and it continues and continues. So your children go to sleepovers. Joey was just touched last week. He thinks it's okay, so he's going to touch your son. And it goes from there, and it causes a lifetime of pain. And I work with an adult now with mental illness who was molested since she was 10 years old by her own stepfather, and she's battling loving him and fearing him at 54 years old. so that you see the timeline of 44 years of pain and trauma, all because she was touched and thought it was okay.
Well, my thing is, I you know, this is such a sensitive topic because a lot of people really don't want to address this, even with, you know, molestation from an adult. You know, I got so many different things. My thing is, when a child, let's say by themselves, and a child is curious about their body parts, how does a parent, if they walk in on them just looking, not even doing anything, motion or anything, but they just looking at themselves, how does a parent, how would you recommend a parent to behave or react to walking in on something like that?
Well, with any situation, as we spoke on before, you cannot react. It's now time to go into education mode. You know, talk to them, sit down with them, or get on their level. Don't look down at them. You know, just pull them to the side and, you know, hey, Gina, I noticed that you were doing X, Y, and Z. Can you tell me why did you do that? You know, and see why they did it. How did it make you feel, et cetera? Just so you know, because you got to determine if it's a pleasure or if it's a discovery moment. If it's a pleasure, then that's a whole different issue. If it's a discovery, I wanted to know, Mom, you know, why does it look like that? Why am I getting hair in this area? You know, those type of questions. But you have to first figure out why they're doing it and make them feel comfortable enough where they can talk to you and open up to you about it. And if it is a pleasure moment, then you're going to have to combat that totally, totally different, whether it be therapy, seeking, you know, support if you can't handle it yourself. But at that moment when you notice it, it has to be tackled right then and there before it progresses the wrong way. If it is just a, you know, simple discovery, you know, you're trying to figure out what does it do and why is it here, then we have a conversation. This is your vagina. This is, you know, this is a part of a female's anatomy, a female's body. There are books, there are children books that you can actually get from the library that break down body parts and what they're for. They go that deep in depth. I read it, saw a book at one of the toddler's house that I was babysitting, and the book, to me, my chin dropped because it went as far as fallopian tubes. And I'm like, why does a six-year-old need to know that? But after thinking about it, I mean, she's going to grow and develop. This is how babies are reproduced and things like that. You know, if you can catch it that early. But if it's at the moment where the child looks like they're going through a pleasure and they're literally, you know, having a moment outside of childhood, we have to address that and try to make them feel comfortable enough to let you know how did they learn how to do that. You know, why are they doing it? How did it make you feel? Who taught you that? Those type of questions. But it has to be talked about.
My thing is, I think it should be proactive. I think we need to come out of the times of back in the day when we didn't talk about stuff and then we reacted when we saw it. And then the reaction is, oh, my goodness, you're nasty. You're dirty. You're a hoe. You're this and you're that. Mm-hmm. And see, you know, I've experienced being curious myself. And, you know, I want to know, I mean, first of all, you know, think about yourself. You don't know what anything looks like unless you're looking at it. I don't care if you're an adult. Exactly. It's certain times I need to look at what's going on down there myself. It don't mean that, you know, I'm masturbating or anything like that. It just means that I need to know what's going on. You got to check for lumps. You got to check for ingrown hairs. It's a lot of things. And I mean, I'm just being an adult about this. I mean, you know, and I just think that it brings so much heartache to the child when they are being shamed that way. It's not even like their intentions are where your head is, you know, so it's uncomfortable for you as an adult. You should not make it that uncomfortable for your child. And then I always have an issue when parents act like they forget when they were that young. I mean, I really feel like it's time to grow up as parents, and you don't have to repeat the same cycles that affected you when you were a child. Maybe that was something that was done to you. You don't have to react the same way. As a matter of fact, I do everything just the opposite because I want to make sure that my son and I have communication. I've already talked to him about body parts when he was like, I mean, 4 or 5 years old. I mean, you know, I mean, because boys get erections just for no reason. I mean, sometimes it just happens, you know, and I know that he wasn't thinking about anything perverted or lustful at 4 and 5 years old, you know,
natural hormones.
I believe that prayer, I believe that communication is the key to everything. If they can't explore their bodies without you overreacting. How can they tell you if somebody has touched them inappropriately? How can they feel comfortable to come to you and say that this person molested me if they can't even tell you or ask you or explain to you what they were doing? So I just feel like, you know, a lot of kids are very curious. I mean, that starts at an early age. They want to know what, girls want to know what, that looks like. Guys, I don't know. It's
it's a real touchy subject. It's just how it's you address and how you handle it. And I agree with you when you said the whole growing up, you may be an adult by age, but mentally you have to grow up and face these realities with your child. If not, the wrong person is going to face it with them. And then you got a whole different issue, a totally different issue.
Wow. It's just, I tell you, and I mean, even with, my son was telling me that he had a dream, and his dream was that, that it's so crazy that baby dolls were stabbing him. Right. And so He said that when I came into the room, he told me, I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "These dolls are playing with me." And I just brushed it off like, boy, and went on in the other room, right? Well, I had to explain to him that, because God was really giving me revelation with that. I told him, I said, "Well, if something is hurting you or somebody's doing something to you, I don't want you to use words like it's a plaything. I need you to use key words, okay? Even if it's difficult for you to say it outright, say something like, I think I was being stabbed, or I thought I was, or, I don't know. I'm not sure, but I think so I can have room to question the situation, even if it's difficult for you to just flat out say this happened or that was said, or this was done. I want you to give me key words that are send an alarm to me that will cause me to want to investigate something. I don't want you to, play it off or act like it's no big deal." So I feel like the dream was really allowed for open communication and dialogue with him, that he will understand that no matter how somebody, because people can get in your head, kids can get in your head and threaten you. If you say something, this will happen. I'll do this to you. Adults that molest, they get in your head and threaten you and stuff like that, and even threaten your parents, and say, "If you tell, I'm going to blow your house up." I mean, I don't know. So my thing is, I said,
I mean, with the whole threatening, sometimes then it doesn't even come off as a threat. It could really be coached to a child that this is okay. I love you. This is what I should be doing. And that child is not going to know any better because they were never educated from the beginning what touches are inappropriate. So I'm coming to you. I'm touching you the wrong way. Let me do X, Y, Z. Come with me in this room. I love you. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what all daddies do to their daughters, or all uncles, or all aunties. There's no gender, but it doesn't always come off as a threat, but eventually it does get said, keep this between me and you. But sometimes they're made so comfortable and relaxed that they allow it because they think that person is right, the adult. They look up to them, they love them, and they're being told that they love.
Well, you know what? This is the thing. Okay, a child that would think that is love. I mean, okay, I would have to say that we have to start expressing love to our children in the appropriate way. I feel like, I think I had this conversation with my godson's mother yesterday, and we were talking about, showing affection and spoiling a child versus, loving on your child. And again, these old ways, I'm telling you, we got so many jacked up parents raising children, and then we raise them up, and then they're jacked up again through that generation. So, my thing is, I just want to encourage people to really, really take heed of what you had spoken of and really communicate with your children and express love. I mean, what is wrong? Even if you didn't get it yourself, why don't you break the cycle? Ask God to help you love on your children. It doesn't have to be, "Well, that's what I had and that's what I know." Do something different. Try something different. Hot dogs, hamburgers, but sometimes you want to try try lobster, right? Sometimes you want to try shrimp, right? Why don't you try loving? It's no different than you trying a food or a drink or something like a cocktail, whatever it is. And I'm talking to everybody, not just the body of Christ. I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to the backslide. I'm talking to those in leadership. I'm talking to everybody, because this is where the generation is so messed up. They are so lost, y'all. They are turning into, sex expression. Everything is about their bodies. Everything is about, you know, expressing themselves and getting love through their bodies and sex. And this is going from the ages of middle school to high school to young adults, you know, taking all these pictures and nudity and all of this stuff for attention. And you just opening yourself up for a train to get ran on you. You are opening up yourself to be gang bang. You are opening up yourself to be molested. And nobody deserves that. But I'm just saying that whatever you put out there, and this is why it's so important for us to really, really tap into showing our kids love and expression, their worth, their value, and talking to them about their body parts, talking about what about having children. Talk to them about your experiences. If you've been molested, why are you hiding that? Why are you hiding that from your kids? If you've been molested, you can actually right then say, I was touched when I was little. I didn't have nobody to talk to, but I want to be there for you. If that ever happened to you, be it a child, a family member, or some stranger, I want you to tell me. Why can't we do that? I have a very strong passion about that, because, you know, I know people that have been gang raped. I know people that have been molested. I know people that have been touched each other's by each other, young kids playing with each other. And I know about, you know, looking at your own body. So I'm just being honest. I mean, wouldn't you agree with that, Keisha?
I agree. And then I have a flip side to it, only because I work in the field of mental health. And for somebody like you and I that understand it, may have even experienced, been through it, know how to combat it, tackle it, it's so easy to, not even easy, it, I want for the generational curse to be broken. It's so strong that we can, it was easy for you to say, why don't we? But when you have a person who hasn't handled what has happened to them, their trauma, it grows so deep on the inside if it has never, ever been addressed, whether from prayer to therapy, anything, it has to really be helped in the beginning. Because if not, when they get older, they have these children, and yeah, okay, I was molested. I have my son here. I love him, but I hate him. I can look at my child 1 minute and I can love him to pieces, pick him up, hug him, kiss him all day. But when I have a moment, or when I have a flashback or relapse, all of that, I can't stand this child. This child is a product of me being molested, raped. I don't care about him being touched. I went through it. Why can't
he
go through it? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah, see,
so,
now that's,
I mean,
a whole different
so
level.
Wide.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ballpark. That's why I said that big difference of discovering yourself and or pleasure. You got to really dig deep and talk to your children. But it really starts with, you cannot make them scared to tell you. Because when they shut down, they're not going to tell you. They just,
that's
not,
right.
They're not going
to
talk.
They'll keep
lie.
It to themselves, or they'll tell their friends and anger.
Or they'll lie,
you know,
about it.
Yeah. Well, gosh, this was so good. This was so good, Keisha. We could go on and on, because, like, we have really went all broad, and really you were starting at exploring each other. But
we needed, Dr. Gina, this is the reality that we face. That's why this stuff is happening on TV.
Yeah.
You know, 2 years later, a coach at school is molesting. This is 2 years that your child finally came out and said something.
Yeah.
So you got to go back to the beginning.
Well, we really have to address these issues. And even though they're difficult to talk about, and some of you probably might inbox me and say, what in the world were y'all talking about? Listen, this is all about encouraging you to be a stronger parent, a stronger leader, a stronger mother or father. This is all about imparting into you the wisdom and knowledge and the comfort to know that you are not alone, and that this is not a weird thing. It's a thing that we got to tackle. It's a demonic thing that needs to be tackled. And if you are a believer, you cannot run away from topics that you don't feel comfortable with. It's for us to be we're not supposed to be comfortable. We're supposed to be confrontational. We got to confront the devil's tactics, okay? So I just want you to just understand that and know that Keisha's going to be with us again next month, and she's going to touch on some other subjects. And, I mean, it's really good for us. And, I mean, again, this is nothing that this is nothing unheard of. We see it on the news. We have it in our families. We've done it ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So this is not
unusual. We're trying to unhush it.
Yeah, we ain't hushing up nothing. Not on Dr. Gina's radio chat. In the name of Jesus. Okay, Keisha, how can everybody get in touch with you? And then we got Mary coming on.
Keisha.leach, that's KEISHA.LEECH@gmail.com. Send me anything you want to know about. I'll be glad to help or provide the resource to get you the answer.
And she will do just that. All right. She was at the fitness boot camp with us, her and her crew, y'all. It was so amazing. I was just telling them that I'm going to be periodically doing boot camps in D.C., Anacostia, River Terrace. Just something I'm going to announce on social media. And just it'd be like something last minute. But I'm going to keep you guys posted, okay?
They don't want to miss it.
I know. It was so much fun. All right, Love Muffin. You know I got nothing but love for you and your family.
You.
Hugs and kisses to all of you. I can't. It's so many. Y'all deep. I can't name y'all, but y'all know I love you if you're listening. Kisses, kisses, and hugs, okay? All right, Keisha, until next time. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so now we got Mary Davis. Hey, Mary. So glad you could join us.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm just one of them trying to turn that data loose. I was in the bed and I forgot all about this.
Well, listen, I kind of figured. I know you guys been on touring and doing things, and I know you busy and all that. So I'm just glad that you were able to join with us. And so I wanted to just say that for those of you that don't know who she is the legendary Mary Davis, straight from the SOS band, Holds It Down. If you remember some of their songs, they are the R&B contemporary group, the Bomb Group, that brought Take Your Time and so many other hits. You guys, I'm telling you, how can you not remember or even still see them when they're performing? Because they are the bomb. How are you doing, Mary?
I'm just wonderful. Just glad to be here. That's it.
Yes.
God is so good.
He is so amazing, and you look absolutely fantastic. I posted a picture of you, and I see you still doing your thing, and you look absolutely beautiful. Again, you guys, just be good to me. You got just be good to me. Tell me if you still care.
The finest.
Yeah.
No one's going to love you the way I do.
Yes. No, yes, indeed.
It's been a journey. It's been lovely. It's really been lovely.
Well, I'm so glad that you can join us, because all month we've had, we had Eddie LaVert on. We had, Larry from the Barcades. We had Larry from Cameo. We had Val Young. From the Mary Jane Girls.
I know all those people.
I know you do. I know you do.
Yes, we've traveled this continent time and time again in concert. So I know everybody that you name, and all of those are wonderful people to work with.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just been an honor to have you all because, you know, again, you know, A-Train and I, he's with us now. A-Train and Mary, he and I have had so much fun this month with everyone that has joined the show, because we just so appreciate your legacy and the fact that you are legends, you know, and really your music is even more appreciated, I think, even than before, because we don't have that anymore.
That's true. That is so true. You know, and the thing about our music is that we recorded it back in the day. But today is still reverence because of the lyrics that we sung about, and it's happening. You know, the music itself is, like you said, is when you're building a house, you build a house with brick, and that you know that brick is going to stand. So that's what we try to do with our music. You know, and then there's some people out here that just one time hit, but thanks be to God, we have quite a few hits, and it's been keeping us going all these many years. Plus, we have people, you know, that played our music when in their household, and the kids that were coming up and listening to the music through their parents, and then now that generation is listening. So it's really been a blessing for us.
It's amazing, Mary. And I'm telling you, and A-Train, I know he's got, he is so, so passionate about this generation tapping into you guys and asking you questions, really sitting at your feet and getting that wisdom, because you have mentioned, as I have mentioned several times, you know, the fact that you guys have represented longevity in opposed to a quick fix, a 5-minute hit wonder. And, you know, and you know, it's so common. One day you're in and the next day we don't remember your name no more. But now, you know, but you guys have left such a long, extensive list of hit songs. I mean, we're so craving that now, that, I mean, at every show, any show that any of you guys are on is selling out, because people are ready to, they ready to dance again, you know, together, you know, in a couple. They want to hand dance, they want to swing, they want to do that, they want to love, you know, grab their partner and get close. I mean, it's just, people are missing all of that, right, A-Train?
Absolutely, absolutely. And hi, Mary, how are you? Miss Mary?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say thank you so much, first of all, for all that you created, just like with the other names that Dr. Gina named. You know, what's phenomenal about you all, and I hope you don't mind me grouping you all together, what's so phenomenal about you all, in my eyes, is not only did you guys were instrumental in putting out great music, but you were instrumental in creating and shaping an entire culture. and that's what makes it, you know, worth, you know, talking about even today.
Well, thank you so much. It's all by the grace and mercy of God. That's who have allowed us to sustain ourselves all these many years, and our wonderful fans that's out there that, you know, like I said earlier, that listen to the music. And the music is, our music is music that everybody can relate to, you know. Tell me if you don't care. You know, that's a classic within itself, you know. Right. And everybody can relate to that. So that's what makes it so wonderful. And I thank God each and every day for allowing us to touch so many people all over the world.
Well, we thank you, but I want to ask you a question. You're actually the first person I'm asking this question. What I love about it is the fact that your music, the music, to me, it's not like somebody that's just making beats and then you put, you know, somebody's voice to it, but you guys had instruments, you had a lot of love, and I mean, people that had passion in every area of making the song. It wasn't just two people making a song, but it was a group of you guys. You had not only your producers, but you had your drummers, your guitar players, you had horns on there. I mean, how does that kind of work happen? I mean, do you get together and jam together and it just happens, or is there somebody right? How does this process of making music for you guys, how did that happen for you all?
Well, back in the day, we had people, the members that's in our band, they've had experience in playing music. One of us had the pleasure of being a jazz artist. One of us had the pleasure of being a rock artist. One of us had the pleasure of being a gospel artist. So with that combined, with all the talent that we have that we've had between us, it brought about the music that we present. Plus the fact that at that time we all played music. This is a new generation now, where you know, they're sampling and then they're playing the computer and all this. But it's still an art form, and I my hat's off to them, and I appreciate them doing that. But when we were coming up, everybody played the music. We went into the studio. We played everything, you know, through the reels and everything that was in that particular time. And that's what brought about our men. We have compassion. We have a lot of compassion within ourselves and within our music and everyday life. If you write about everyday life that's happening, you know, you kind of come up with something that's good. And
wow.
Putting that love that God gave us within our heart, because the first commandment is love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body. And if you love him, then you have the ability to love somebody else.
That's right. I love that. I talked about on my Facebook Live about love on Monday. So it's just, I love when God connects and confirms things to the way he does. And just, you know, the fact that you would even say that is such confirmation for me. I just want to say that, again, I love the generation that I grew up in. I love the music that I was able to be blessed to listen to. I just can remember so many times playing your songs and, you know, in my room while I'm getting dressed. I remember listening to your songs late at night coming from hanging out with my friends, coming back home, you know, to get ready to go to bed. I remember them mixing your songs when we were out having house parties and things like that. So your music has so many memories for me, and God, I don't want to get emotional, but I mean, I just really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show, and I think A-Train and I both have had such a great time this month with all of you all, and have shown such gratitude and appreciation for you all. Wouldn't you agree, A-Train?
Yes, and you know, I'm from a different era, so whenever I heard her music on a Saturday morning, I knew it was time that we were going to be up cleaning up, because my mama would cut that good music on, and that meant grab a broom, you know, start sweeping, and you couldn't go outside until this house was clean. And so, you know, certain music just take you to that place. And keep in mind, we didn't have no dustpan. We used an old album cover, you know.
Hello.
That's right.
A piece of cardboard.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A piece of cardboard. So,
but you know, those are good times. Those are real good times.
Great
times.
You know, great times.
And it brings back so many good memories. Not only you, but the same thing with me. You know, when you hear certain music, you know, like Saturday morning, you're right. It's time to clean this house up. And we had a fun time doing it, you know. I didn't want to do it, but I had a fun time doing it with all my siblings because I come from a family of 12 kids. And we all got together. It wasn't all boys do this, girls do that. We got together and did everything. You had to do that.
That's right.
Know, because that
That's
was instilled
right.
in us from our parents.
That's
so, yeah,
right.
That,
that is so funny.
Oh, my God. That is so true.
And to scrub that porch off, that concrete porch off with some hot water and bleach to keep the flies away when you're eating your watermelon on the porch.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm telling you.
Oh boy! Well, listen, Mary. What do you guys have going on? I know the summer is happening. Are you having any festivals that you're performing in this summer?
Yes, Grace Be Unto God. We have in June we have 4 gigs, and in July only one came in so far. In August we have 4. So what we did last week, there's a club here, somewhat like a supper club. It's called City Winery downtown Atlanta. We host a listening party. We just did we did the single last year, and we released it in Europe, and it went to number one in Europe.
Whoa! What's the name of it?
Just Get Ready.
Just Get Ready. You heard it here. You got to give me a sample so I can play. just for the listeners so they can go on and get that. Are you going to have it on iTunes or anything, or do you have it on there now?
It should be up on iTunes next week if the Lord's
will. Okay. Well, listen, how about you come on and next week just to give that sample and we introduce it and give the information so people can go and get it quickly. We'll have you on for like 2 or 3 minutes and you can go ahead and introduce the music. Would you do that for us?
I certainly will. That sounds like a winner. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, you're so welcome. You know, like I say, you're a friend to this show. Anytime and every time you got something going on, you want people to know about, you got a outreach, a something that you're passionate about, anything that you have going on that you want the listeners to know about, you are always welcome to come on, you know, at the drop of a dime and share that information with the listeners. Is that all right with you?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
So, Mary, can you tell everybody, and we're super excited about this new song. I'm so excited. I mean, so how did the turnout go? Was the turnout really good? Was the response well?
Yes, the turnout was good. What we did, we just had the listening party, and then we raised a few pennies to give back to the community with homeless people. So the turnout was such a great thing that we had to turn some people away because the venue itself didn't hold but 300 people. And with
Friends
and friends and what have you, we couldn't reach everybody. But, I mean, we couldn't seat everybody because it would have been a fire hazard. So we're trying to, next time, hopefully by this summer, we should be able to do a concert here, and that will make up for the people that were turned away on last week.
Well, you got to let Dr. Gina's radio chat and me and A-Train, we'll be there if we can. We'll try to make it out there. You got to let us know when that's going to happen so we can go. And he's, you know, we both host and he's a comic. So, you know, you never know. It'll
great.
Be great.
That'll
yeah,
work.
To attend. But listen, Mary, how can everybody get in touch with you? A social media website?
We have a website that's being constructed now. It's not up yet, but I will call you and give you all that information. Or Raul is my partner. He sang Tell Me If You Still Care With Me. We're the two original members of the SOS band. So we've gotten together. We're doing that. So I'm going to get in touch with him, and he will definitely do that, give you that information.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Like I said, you're always welcome here. So whenever all that comes about, just let me know. If you want me to announce it, I'll do that as well, me or A-Train. So that sounds great. I'm really excited. So glad that you were able to join us, Mary. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. And we will be in touch.
We will. And A-Train, do you have any last words to say to Miss Mary?
No, just thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you've done throughout this industry. Really appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Y'all be blessed.
You too, Mary. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to be talking to A-Train and see what he's got going on, because you know he's always somewhere doing something, and he's always got something going on. So we definitely want to catch up and see what he's got popping. Right after these messages, we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
What it is, everybody? It's your boy, Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Riding and everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, A-Train, so this is the closing of our super sassy R&B legendary month of May show.
Yes.
I thought that went well, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely. That was great. Love
man.
SOS band. Yes,
SOS, man, that was so funny when you reminded us about that waking up to the music and that mean it's time to clean up. Oh, my gosh. So funny. You know, even took me back to Soul Train and all of that stuff.
Yes. Yes. You heard it. She said that is so true.
Yes. And I know you had siblings too. So you got siblings growing up and all, right? So it was probably fun for you to work clean up too.
Yeah. Our household was always full. Matter of fact, I'm the baby of seven. So it was always something going on. Speaking of which, I know we got families that's participating in a lot of graduations this week and this part of the year all across the country. You got folks who graduate from high school, you know, so shout out to that. And I just want to say, man, this, you know, I know these babies are graduating, and you know how we do at graduation time. The people only give us about 4 to 6 tickets, so you want to bring your entire family. You want to bring your best friends. You don't want to bring the baby daddy because you ain't talking to him, so you're going to bring your boo. You got tickets for your auntie, you know what I'm saying? And you got to bring Mima there. You know, she got to be in the house as well. So don't be fighting with the people at the gate because you got more people than you're supposed to have tickets. Just follow the rules. Do right at this graduation, and I just want to put out there to the people also that I know it's your baby's graduation, and you are proud, but you cannot continue to use the pictures that you took with your cell phone. Get that baby some real pictures. Get them some real pictures, and don't post the negative. Don't post the negative. Post the ones that you actually had to purchase. So give your child some real photo memories down the road so they can have them in their eternal photo album. So don't just use the pictures on your cell phone. And last but not least, those of you that got babies graduating out of kindergarten, listen, people, it's kindergarten. They're going to school in another month or so. They're not done yet. They're still in school. People got kids graduating out of kindergarten, and they say they just graduated to receive their master's degree. Like, why are you yelling so loud? Why are you cheering while the man's still calling that name? Relax. It's just kindergarten. So they're going to be back on that school bus next week, going to another school, taking them classes early in the morning. So just relax. Calm down. It's only kindergarten. So and also in the trending news, man, we got Donald Trump and his wife. They're trending. They're trending all over the news. And you know Twitter is on fire about that, about his wife slapping his hands. He got the flick of the wrist going on. And I think it's because Donald Trump, she know what Donald Trump been grabbing with that hand, and she refused to hold it.
Oh, my God. I saw that reposted a few times, and she don't be playing with him, though. They both be
Listen. I think this is all the evidence we need to know that what that man said on that bus is actually true. She know what Donald Trump been grabbing with that hand, and she refuses to let it touch her forever and forever.
That is so funny, they train. But listen, what I love about you and your comedy, and this is why I want everybody, make sure you go on, do it again and see what happens on at his Facebook and all of this is social media, because you never know where this man is going to be at, clowning somebody or something. He had a video which is already viral. I think it went viral the same day with him talking and messing around with them people about them fries at, what was that?
At Crystal's,
one of my favorite burger joints whenever I'm in the South. And then he in the Walmart, or I think it was the Walmart, somewhere, following this phone man that had an issue with his pants.
Oh, my God. Yes, it was in Walmart. Lord knows only what you're going to find in Walmart. God only knows what you'll walk up on. And I saw this guy in Walmart, and I'm telling you, if you want to see the video, just go to my page, go to A-Train Live The Experience Facebook page, and you'll see it on there.
I mean, because his wife Tracy is never with him when this is happening. I've noticed that whenever he's out somewhere, my girl, his wife Tracy, is not with him during these times.
Right.
You better catch it when you can. So you gotta follow him, because you never know when he's gonna be loose on his own out in these streets.
out of these streets. Yeah, so they can go and catch that video. It's on both of my pages, the A-Train Live, the Experience page, and also on the Do It Again and See What Happens Facebook page. So, yeah.
Yes, and shout out to T. Tracy Henderson on her next book release that she co-authored. Yes. Tell them about that.
Yes, she has another project that's coming up. She just had one book to come out, Driven Success. Is another anthology that she was a part of, and it made number one in 10 hours, 10 categories. I'm sorry, in 10 categories, it made number one. And so it's a bestseller as well. So shout out to her and all of them that were participating in that. So
yes.
And if you want to get a link to that book, just go to her Twitter. At you can hit her up on our Instagram at Tracy Henderson Smith. And then she's also on Twitter under Tracy Henderson Smith.
Okay, so now, because we only got a little bit of time to go, and I really, again, you got to follow him if you want to get all of these videos, if you want to keep up with what Tracy is doing, follow him on social media, and he's going to give you that address again before he leaves. But we got to go into what's happening and popping this weekend, and then we got to talk about what's coming up June the 9th. Go ahead and let everybody know about the Jacksonville Jazz Festival, because I want them to know how to get the tickets and everything, because I highly recommend that you go and participate and join the fun. Tell us about that.
Nice. I'm sorry. Well, I didn't catch that last part, Dr. Gina.
Tell us about it. Tell us about the Jazz Festival that's going on in Jacksonville.
Yes, this weekend, May 25th through the 28th, I'll be hosting at the Jacksonville Jazz Festival. So if you're in this area, definitely come out. The lineup is extremely heavy. You got, you know, Layla Hathaway. You got Gregory Porter. You know, all these phenomenal artists. They're coming through and hitting the stage. And then also the first week of June 2nd and June 3rd, I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama, hosting the Steel City Jazz Festival as well out there in Birmingham, Alabama. And then also back here in Jacksonville on the 9th of June at the Ritz Theater, hosting the A-Train Live Experience, featuring comedian Pete Lee. He was just seen on Jimmy Fallon 2 weeks ago. So I'm telling you, go get those tickets now by contacting the box office at the Ritz Theater, area code 904-807-2010. So come and rock with us. I'll be at the Ritz Theater on the 9th of June.
Come on and rock with the brother. I have to try. I know that this is last minute and everything for me to try to get there with my son having football games and everything now on Saturdays. It's just hard for me, but I think on the 10th, my son is actually going to Hershey Park. So I really would love to try to make it to the A-Train Experience. I mean, I can go on a trip too. While he's gone that way, I'll go this way. But I want because I was just telling the listeners, I say when I'm in Jacksonville, you either out of town or something. But then when you got stuff going on in Jacksonville, I can't seem to get there. But that is no reason for you guys not to get there. You've got to get your tickets. Look into all of that. And again, A-Train, tell them, because I just want them to catch it. If you didn't catch it now. Your social media is what again?
On Twitter, I'm under A-Train Live. Instagram, I'm under Do It Again and See What Happens. Facebook, Do It Again and See What Happens. And also have another Facebook page, A-Train Live, The Experience. So get at me, people.
All right, get at them and get those tickets right now this weekend and June the 9th. He's got two things that's really, really, on the map. You got to get there to have the experience, the A-Train experience. All right, you guys, listen, you know how to follow me on my social media. Again, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook and My Health and Soul on Facebook, but also on drginaprince.com. Go on my website, keep up with everything that's going on. Also, don't forget that the Keys Against the Enemy is in its final production, getting ready to be released. Super excited about that. We're going to have a whole show talking to Charisma Media. I'm going to set that up where we're going to talk about books, authors, publishing, all of that stuff. We're going to talk about that on that day of releasing of the Keys Against the Enemy. All right, you guys, I want you to just take in everything that this show just released out to you. It was very informative, touchy areas, funny areas, just reminiscing areas. We got something, prayer, everything. We had something for everybody today on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Listen, I love you. A-Train loves you. We all love you here. And don't be a stranger. Tell everybody about Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We are determined, after you done made this 500,000 plus listeners, we are able and determined to make this a number one internet show all over the world. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible. I speak it into the atmosphere. And while I'm doing that and I'm believing God for that, I want to believe that you are living healthy, living whole, and living in your destiny. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.